Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And one thing we are getting so many requests about is a Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I got news for you. What I'm going to explain to you now is how to do my Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour. We're going to do the turkey. We're going to do the sides. We're even going to do some desserts. We're going to have some starches and sauces. And I think you're going to be very, very pleased. And we are going to do this up in such a unique way that you are going to have time to spend with your friends and family, being able to enjoy the football games and whatever else is going on that day. You'll be able to have time to do it. Let's get started. The very first thing we need to remember is this. Thanksgiving in an hour is not something we can do with a whole giant turkey. And tradition as it may be, we all know everybody fights over the breasts of the turkey more than anything. I prefer the dark meat, but most people prefer the white meat, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And if it's cooked properly, then guess what? You have a winner, winner turkey dinner. So here is my recipe for a beautiful, easy, stress-free turkey dinner. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is buy some turkey breasts. And I want skin on turkey breasts. I do not want turkey breast without the skin. Skin is so important. And we do the skin right, we can make something incredible here. So what I'm going to do is take my turkey breasts. And the turkey breasts are going to weigh about 6 pounds combined. So about 3 pounds each. That's a lot of turkey to feed a lot of people. So this is good for at least 6 to 8 people, depending on how much everybody eats around Thanksgiving time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put the turkey on a plate with the skin side up. And I'm going to make sure it's in a part of my refrigerator where it can't be touched. I'm going to let that sit overnight in the fridge or at least 10 hours. And what that's going to allow me to do is to be able to put a nice crust on our bird. And as long as cold air is hitting that skin, it will crisp up even nicer. Once we get ready to pull that out, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to season with salt and pepper, just the top part. And I'm going to put this also in a baking pan that could go right into the oven so we can have less cross-contamination as possible. So our turkey is going to go into a baking pan. We're going to put salt and pepper always to taste. I'm going to put a sprig each of thyme and rosemary on each one of the turkey breasts on the skin. I'm also going to put some fresh garlic, and I'm just going to put the garlic clove on the top. I just want to crush it so we could release those natural flavors and oils. Put it right on the top. This is going to go into a 375 degree oven for approximately 40 minutes. And then what we're going to do is with the last 10 minutes of the cooking process, I'm going to raise this up to 400 degrees and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.